Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Rob.
what to tell the audience what I just did right before.
I feel like people know already, because this isn't the first time.
It happens like once a week, at least.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob has spilled his beer yet again. I feel like that's not a surprise. He's done that quite often. I think there was an episode where I edited and you spilled your beer, and I did like the whole like That's So Raven kind of like flashback thing.
Did I spill my beer? Oh yeah, I did spill my beer. That time I definitely spilled my beer.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah.
But this is not me spilling my beer. This past week, I've been getting this Kona Big Wave, and I don't know if it's like because I'm like I rush up the stairs with it in my hand.
So you're like shaking. What are you fucking doing? Like fucking sprints? Like
I don't know. So like maybe that's what's happening. I'm like going too fast for the beer, and that's what's giving it a little bit of shake. And then when I go to open it, when we're about to record, it just goes everywhere. And I'm just like, all right, well, goodbye, Pikachu mouse pad that you got me.
Yeah, that was $20, man. Terrible.
All right. Well, anyways.
Well then, Rob, how you been besides the beer spilling? You know,
pretty cool. Got this. I'm ready for PAX where we're putting the final touches on our itinerary, and we have our hotel, and we have our merch. You're still waiting on your polo.
I don't know if it's coming, man. I don't know if it's coming, but it's fine. You know what? I still have a bunch of hoodies and stuff. I'll wear whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You're good. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But that is cool. You want to tell the audience what you have on?
I have a custom piece where I have a fleece and I just got it screen printed. So this is kind of like a test. This is a prototype merchandise.
Ooh, I like that. A prototype.
It's a prototype. Yes, 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 yes.
Love it. Love it. It looks good. It looks good. I will say I do have my kind of quirks with it. With it's kind of a big logo, but it's a prototype. So you know, like
smaller logo would have been perfect.
I think a smaller logo would have been nice. You know, and honestly, I will say I think even a very small logo right on top of the logo there, I think it would be much better.
I don't know. Maybe just like that. We'll see.
Any games that you've been kind of, you have to be playing something else. You, Rob, have to be playing something else.
No, I'm literally playing. The only thing I'm playing is Final Fantasy Rebirth. That's literally it. And you can't be surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised you're still playing the game because I thought you would beat it by now, you know?
Oh, we did get our Final Fantasy 16 books.
I haven't even opened the box yet. So I've been literally like 100 since I left work. So I have like, I know Sorella was jumping on top of it for a little bit and she was entertained. Right. So I'm like, you know what? Entertain yourself. I let her jump on the box. But I would have you open it. It looks sexy. Everything looks good.
The only thing I did was take it out of the box. Like I didn't even take the plastic wrap off of it. I was like, open the box. Man. And I was like, cool. And then
you threw it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get into the daily duo news for the week, or for the day, I should say. Daily duo news, Rob. No, you don't want. You don't want to do
the daily duo. Yeah, daily duo. Yeah. Okay.
All right. First up on the daily duo news, Marathon. Wow, I just cracked my voice. Did you hear that? Marathon gets a new director. Bungie has changed Marathon's game director, reportedly as part of the wide shakeup of the project's creative leadership team. While Christopher Barrett was Marathon's game director when the sci-fi extraction shooter was announced last year, the Bungie veteran has since been replaced. Former Valorant game director Joe Ziegler, who left Riot Games to join Bungie in 2022, has since stepped into the role. Quote, for the last nine months, I've been working on Marathon as a game director, he said on X. We're still baking, but I'm excited to share with you more information on the game as we get closer and closer to bringing it all to you, end quote. Damn. This is really good news. I mean, it is. There's still a director attached to this game. But man, it's like all these games that we were kind of, you know, presented, right? That we were kind of like, hey, like these game as a service titles are coming, especially Marathon, Bungie, you know, Bungie being having its, you know, the success that Bungie has, having right. seeing them having difficulties trying to find director and getting this game in motion, along with all the other game as a service titles that we've seen kind of crash and burn, it's kind of crazy to see.
Well, I mean, the Bungie that we know is not the same Bungie that we know, if that
for
makes
sure.
sense. It's a completely but different like, studio at this point.
When you say that, you're talking about Halo Bungie, or I'm talking about Destiny Bungie at this point. Like, I don't associate Bungie with Halo anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point to not even, you shouldn't even associate them as them. But I'm looking at some of the old Marathon stuff, and this has a something about it. I'm like, this could be good. I think this is going to be solid game. I think it's going to be at least be solid, right? Okay. It's got to be.
It's got to be. I mean, we'll see. I mean, we haven't really seen anything tangible. I know this is kind of like a game that was made a while back, right? And they're kind of like remaking it and kind of like making it more, you know, 2024 era, right?
Yeah, it came out on Mac.
Oh God,
it came out on Mac. And I think this is actually the original was made by Bungie as well.
Yes, yeah,
it was a first person made by Bungie, and it released on the Macintosh.
What year?
In 1994.
Wow.
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah, so it's crazy that they're bringing it back. So I do have hopes for this game. It's just when a studio changes directors, it's never a great sign, right? Because if anything, right, if obviously, Rob, you've read Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, you know how just difficult it is to kind of come back from that, right? Because that director has totally different, you know, views and ideas that they can literally just be like, you know what? We're scrapping this. I don't like this idea. We're going to start all over. We're going to have all the assets that we have, throw them out, you know? And you know, we don't know the situation over at Bungie right now, but it just sucks to see that that's kind of like where, or maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's for the better, but from what it sounds like, it's not good, right? It's not something that we want to hear when Marathon is in production and they have to switch directors midway.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's not necessarily the best thing, but it's not the worst thing. You know, it's like better than like the game getting canceled or something, right?
For sure.
I would say.
For sure.
Yeah. So
there's no release date to this. So it's like they can, you know, take their time to a certain extent. It's not like they've, you know, dedicated a time frame for this and like, hey, we're releasing this next year and then we have to, you know, delay it. I'd say take their time, make sure that everything looks good, make sure that the director is like really rock solid understanding like what this game is going to look like in the future, and you know, press forward, you know.
Yeah 100%.
Let's take a break because there's very slow news today, so we're gonna take a break real quick. If you're enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, drop a review, and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server, where friendships are built through gaming. Rob, our friend Onyx posted something. He posted the Metal Gear Solid title screen for the new remake that's coming on Metal Gear Solid 3. How do you feel about that? When I saw that, I was not impressed. If anything, I've lost slight interest in the title because it just looks soulless, like he said, right?
So we could be reading a little too much into it.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's like you saw the screen, what it looked like before, and it's just a very generic, just in a jungle camera panning out, and it makes you wonder a little bit, right? Where they're just like, is this just a money grab like this? And I'm getting nervous because you see stuff like that, right? You see stuff like the voice actors aren't changing. Like in the sense of like, it's the same exact dialogue.
Files. Yeah.
And the closest game I could think of that did that was Final Fantasy Reunion, the Crisis Core remake. Mm-hmm. And the voice acting was awful because they didn't update the lines and it just felt very dated. So this makes me very, very scared that yeah, this is a remake, but it's going to be like just a nice little graphical overhaul. And that's really it. They're not going to do like, we're going to click the menu and it's going to look exactly the same. Like for the most part, like the way we, is there going to be anything like really, really different? I don't know.
I don't
nervous
from what it looks like. Not really. And I'm getting a little nervous, but I'm going to hold off until I actually see gameplay and see like someone actually playing this in front of me, because otherwise it's just going to tear me down, man. It's just going to be a disappointment throughout the whole entire like process. Right. So we'll see. But I mean, I know we're kind of reading a little bit into this, right, with the whole title screen thing, but you know when someone puts their heart and soul into something, right? Like think of like Persona, right? Atlas, they put their heart and soul in just the title screen alone.
To Reload, right? Yeah.
And you're just like, damn, like they put in work. Like exactly, Persona 3 Reload, like you can see like, wow, this is leap years different, leap years better than the original as far as just the title screen, right? So like it's, you can see the hard work they put into that. So yeah, Metal Gear Solid 3 Delta, I'm a little nervous about it, but still, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
I will say the fact that we haven't seen gameplay yet and they are aiming for 2024 release date. Like, I think it's like late 2024 mm-hmm. at this point. It does make me extremely nervous, because what's going to happen is if they wait too long to show gameplay and the gameplay looks like it's like they show very like they don't show a lot of it, people are going to riot. Like if the gameplay looks whack, people are going to freaking, like you included, us included, we're going to be pissed. We're going to be like, dude, what the hell is this? Like you're trying, like don't try and double cross us with like just like a nice sheet of coat, nice coat of paint. Like you got to actually change shit up. So we'll see. We shall see.
I don't know, man. We shall see. Real quick before we get into the major news here, Overwatch 2 Heroes will be free at launch starting in season 2. And the first reviews for Princess Peach Showtime from Famitsu were shown, and it is a 33 out of 40. So not too bad.
Peachy.
Saying it's peachy. A very peachy. They're saying it's a very, you know, user-friendly, kind of like a basic, you know, title for kids to start off with. So not bad. Moving on. Final Fantasy 14 has interesting currency system on Xbox. Square Enix revealed the currency called Final Fantasy 14 coins, issuing a warning to Xbox players who plan to jump into 14 when it finally launches on Thursday, March 21st. Final Fantasy 14 coins can be purchased from the Microsoft Store and are required before using the Mog Station or Final Fantasy 14 online store. You will not be able to use the purchased Final Fantasy 14 coins until you log in, so be sure to log in after purchasing the coins. Interesting.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this? Weird.
I'm not really familiar with the coins as far as Final Fantasy 14. That's like the one Final Fantasy I've never really got into.
I feel like if you did, you would go absolutely nuts. I think so.
Jess was just listening to a podcast about like people getting addicted to Final Fantasy 14 and stuff. And I was like,
really? There's a podcast for that?
Oh, it's just like more about like, it's just weird stuff, whatever. Sure. But I could totally see myself like playing a game and getting very lost and being like, I want to just play this all the time, you know, mm-hmm. just because the progression will be there. And I just hear very good things. I mean, I will dabble it one day, but I feel like you can't dabble in that game once you start. You go
full throttle.
You gotta go. Right. So
that's probably the reason why I've never really wanted to play any MMOs, because of the addicting factor, right? I've heard those horror stories where like people like lose their families and like their jobs and all that
stuff. It's not addicting in a sense that you just lose sense of time,
right?
And you want to progress. And if you're playing with a bunch of other people and they're playing a lot, it's hard to keep up with them, right? And then a day that you're not playing, or a day you lost progression, like you're like, oh, I got this dope ass, it was an event and I got this dope ass armor set,
right?
And that's where it becomes, where people think it becomes like an addiction, right? Where they're like, oh my god, you're addicted. It's like, no, but like this the state of the game is like, that's kind of how you play the game, right? Like it's incentivizes you to log in and get your things, or else you're going to be not left behind, but like,
yeah, you're not going to be in the ecosystem. You're not going to be.
Yeah, you're not going to be in a loop. You're not going to be. Yeah, you feel like you're going to be left behind. And I think that's a huge thing about it. So It's definitely a great game, but it needs to be, you need to have boundaries for it.
Gotcha. I want to try, see, this is the thing. Back then when we played Destiny, right? Destiny 1 and 2, those were the games where I would see myself pouring in hours upon hours upon like hours, because it's a universe I want to be in. There's things there that I want to be addicted to, right? As far as like the currency system that they have, or the loot system that they have, the different type of armors that you can get, like, and there's always something different, right? And that makes me really interested in trying it out every single time. But there was something about it that just didn't click, right? So Final Fantasy 14, I feel like that would be my like Achilles heel, right? Where I'm playing it and I'm just like, ooh, like I'm deep in, you know, and I'm kind of nervous on that end because I don't have time as it is. So if I want to pour my heart and soul in a game, I have to like really try to do it, but it's going to be hard.
Dude, I'm on the website right now for Final Fantasy 16 and for the free trial, and you can do 16 different jobs for it. You could be a paladin, you could be a dark knight, you could be a dragoon, you could be a ninja, you could be a bard, you could be a black mage, you could be a summoner, you could be a samurai. This, like, look at this. I'm gonna send you something real quick.
Look at this.
It looks so freaking cool. Like, I do want to like eventually try it out. Oh, it looks so good.
And it's free, and like you could play the game for free up until
it's a free trial.
Point.
Yeah, it's a free trial until I think level 20 or something like that. But
yeah.
But think about it. You're with your like friends and stuff, and you're like doing a raid, and you're popping off your spells and your abilities, and you get a cool new gear and items.
This looks cool. See, it looks cool. I don't know. I'm just spoiled with like how 16 and 17, I mean 17, 16 and 7 look right now, that I'm just like, this looks okay. Like, but I get it. I know this is an old title. I know it's a PC game. It's an MMO. Like I totally understand the limitations behind it. So
what you lose in gameplay, or what you lose when the graphics, you're gaining in gameplay. Like you're gaining.
Oh, that guy looked like Raiden. That was cool.
Right? Like some of the stuff looks cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, cool. I totally get it.
Guys, if you do play Final Fantasy 14, let us know how it is, because we'd like to hear from you. That wraps up today's gaming news. Again, we have merch on our website, thegamingduopod.com. A big shout out and thank you to all of our listeners. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our gaming content headed your way. We're going to PAX this week, guys. It is going to be a blast. Make sure to check us out there if you are going as well. We're going to be interviewing developers. We're going to be hanging out with friends. It's going to be a blast. Can't wait to be there. We will be back tomorrow for your gaming news. Until next time.
Adios.